Hey y'all, you're listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self and spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy to follow tips. I am your host, Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and today's episode, well, actually this week's episode is going to be about elders. I have some topics I want to talk about throughout this week, and if you love elders the way I do, keep listening. Now, let's get this disclaimer out the way. And it's so funny because this disclaimer that was given to me was actually told to me by an elder themselves. There is a difference between elders and olders. We are not talking about the toxic older people in our family or in our lives that have harmed us or that have manipulated their influence and tried to take advantage of younger people. I'm not saying in a specific way. Taking advantage can look like so many different things, right? So we're not talking about the toxic older people that are just harmful and disrespectful and hateful and things of that nature. We're talking about the elders that have done their best to provide love and respect and wisdom, and those that are our old teachers, people like that. You know, it doesn't always have to be your grandmother or your great aunt or your great uncle or your grandfather. It doesn't have to be those kind of people. It could be any type of elder that has added value to your life because they genuinely cared. We're talking about those folks today, and we'll be talking about them all this week. Speaking of week, I've been taking Fridays off for self-care. So even though I'm usually a 3 times a week podcast, I want to go for the summertime because I love the summer. I love being outside and I really bloom in the summertime. So I have been taking Fridays off for my self-care. So I just want to make you all aware we will be doing episodes Mondays and Wednesdays for the summertime. And if spirit tells me to do an episode outside of that Monday, Wednesday schedule, I'll go ahead and do that. So thank y'all in advance for your understanding. So the first thing I wanted to talk about today was the importance of just checking in with an elder. And I know that sounds very simple in theory, but in practice with the type of lives that we all live, very busy, very focused on us, sometimes that may get lost. So if you have an elder that you have not been in touch with for a while, please reach out to them. I'm sure they would love to hear from you. Because I work with elders in the field that I'm in, as well as just being around elders in general, whether it's volunteering or whether it's the elders in my own life, I've noticed the common thread amongst all of them has been the gratitude that they feel when someone reaches out to them. I have grown up with a lot of these elders for a long time, for some my entire life, for some over the last 5 years, for some over the last 10 to 15 years, 20 years. And I've noticed that as time passes and as we all continue to age, I've noticed that the elders really appreciate the quote unquote little things like a phone call. And in our society that has been overran by social media that some of these elders may or may not know how to use, I've noticed that they don't like to be lonely. And I know that sounds like a common thread, but it's a little different when you're older. The reason why I say that is because when you age, there's a lot of loss that's not discussed. Never mind the loss of your spouse. That's hard enough. Never mind the loss of, you know, some of the children you may have outgrown. That's a huge loss. Or the loss of your siblings in that generation. It's a loss of their identity as who they knew themselves to be. And now having to understand who they are as older folks. Am I saying that a lot of them are depressed about it? No, I'm not saying that. But it is an adjustment that people have to make. The same way a lot of us have to make our adjustments slowly but surely as we get older about things that we used to do when we were younger, we can't do. Loss is not always death. Loss can be just the loss of who you thought you were and knowing that who you were at that moment, you'll never be again. The same way with some of us that are getting older may grieve about our childhood and how things appeared to be so much easier, or how we didn't have to deal with so many things until we got older, or even with coming to grips that, you know, for some of y'all, your 10 year, your 20 year, your 30 year for some, your high school reunions are coming up and now you're not the younger folks. You're not the generation that kind of moves and shakes. It's a younger generation. That time that we've had is over. So that's a lot of grief. So when I think about that with our elders, compounded with getting older and death, and even with like the developmental cycles of aging and things of that nature, some of the theories, even with folks wanting to evaluate their lives and whether they feel like they've made an impact or whether they've done everything they needed to do and things of that nature, it could be a lot. So I just wanted to tell you all that in the midst of that, elders go through their own things, just like we do. They may not talk about it, but they do. So reaching out to them could mean a lot. When I see elders get happy about a visit or they get happy about a phone call, it really makes their day. One phone call can make an elder's entire day. And because we're so busy in our own lives as younger folks, you know, just living or social media scrolling or, you know, just taking care of ourselves because there's a lot going on in the world. If you have the capacity, please reach out to an elder. Please reach out to an elder that you care about and let them know you was thinking of them. It don't have to be a long conversation. It could just be just a 5 minute. Hey, I was thinking about you. I just wanted to tell you I love you. In these types of times, I know it's easy to get caught up in us, me. I got to do what I got to do. But if you really come from a village, please check in with your folks. And if you have the capacity, check on them weekly. Some folks check on their elders daily, and that's wonderful. Some folks may not have the capacity, no judgment to you. But if you have it in you just for a 5 to 10 minute conversation, just once a week out of all the hours that we have in a week, please reach out. And to put it in further perspective, in a 1 week time span, there's 168 hours. There's 60 minutes in an hour. That's 10,080 minutes. If you have the capacity out of the 10,080 minutes to just reach out to an elder for 10 to 15 minutes out of that 10,000, please reach out. They would love to hear from you, okay? So this is just a loving homegirl reminder episode. It's happy in with your folks, okay? So with that being said, I'm excited to talk about the episode for Wednesday. It's also elder related, but it's getting folks in different demographics. And this is going to be a stay woke episode. Not woke like what they're doing in the political sphere, but just staying aware with respect to what's going on and how you cannot get involved in this situation, okay? So with that being said, don't forget, if you like what you hear every day, well, twice a week now, if you love what you hear on this podcast, please leave a review wherever you're listening to your podcast. If you've already done that, thank you so much. Please tap into the podcast listener survey so I can learn more about you. That's the first link in my show notes. You will get a free gift from joining. If you've done that, thank you so much. If you want to learn how to better tighten up or even start your meditation practice, if you're needing to get some self-care in your life, by all means, click the second link in my show notes and get your free 1 minute meditation guide. I've revamped it for 2024 as I am a certified meditation teacher and have been over the last 6 years. And not to mention, I'm a mental health professional too. So I use that in my practice a lot. That's cool that I got that foundation before I even jumped in the field, which is great. But holistic arts is fire. I love the holistic arts. And all it does is just kind of enhance the work that I do in the field. So shout out to the holistic arts, saving lives. But no, it's not just my life, but it helps save everyone's lives. Like I've noticed, like simple things that we do, even outside of traditional therapy, it can really change the quality of your life. Holistic arts is that deal. People are wondering, like, what is like holistic arts? Things like for aromatherapy, I have like a foundational certificate in aromatherapy. That has changed my life so much. And I shared some of that with you all when I did my aromatherapy inhalers. I might bring them back as a limited edition. I don't know. But I have those things to help me. Sound healing, holistic arts, Qigong. That's martial arts. But to me, I also consider that holistic arts. Breath work. That is holistic arts. Meditation, mindfulness. To me, that is holistic arts, even though it's being more incorporated into more clinical settings. So I love holistic arts and the power that it can do, that it can have to change your life. That's why I love learning about them so much. So when I say it's saving lives, I don't mean me saving lives. It saved my own life. And I love that it's made such a positive impact on others. So I just wanted to get that out because I love the holistic arts. It's amazing. But with that being said, y'all, don't forget, like I said, the holistic arts, the 1 minute meditation guide. Don't forget to double confirm when you sign up for the email list, as that's a gift to my email subscribers, so that you could get that sent straight to your inbox. So with that being said, my sidebar is over. And I will catch y'all on Wednesday. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love, checking in with your elders included, okay? Love y'all. Peace.